One year, a long time ago, my parents bought me a Voltron action figure for Christmas. Voltron was so cool because he was a superhero who had lions for arms and legs. It doesn't get any cooler than that, a superhero and lions together. Another Christmas, my parents bought me a train set. I love train sets. This one actually had real smoke that came up through the locomotive. Yet another Christmas, they bought me Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I had them all. I had Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael. I had Bebop, Rocksteady. I even had Shredder and his compadre Krang. I've gotten a lot of great gifts over the Christmases, but the greatest gift my parents gave me wasn't even during Christmas time. The greatest gift my parents gave me was bringing me up to know Jesus. They raised me in church. I thank God for all the good gifts they've given me. I'm still waiting for the Atari 7800, but more dear to me than those gifts, than the train set, than Voltron, than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, than all the Lego sets, are the times when we worship together in the sanctuary and Sunday school classrooms and youth camps. It was in the sanctuary that I have felt the sweet presence of God and I have met the sweet people of God. And I thank God this Christmas for the people who have prayed with me, people who have taught me, people who have loved me, people who have walked with me, all the Sunday school teachers, the youth pastors, the Bible quiz coaches, the assistant pastors, assistants to the pastor, the associate pastor, the pastoral assistants, and of course, all of the pastors and the shepherds in my life who have taught me and lived in front of me the precious Word of God. Well, during my devotion, I came across a very interesting passage in the book of 2 Chronicles. And before you turn this off, there's not one single solitary begat in this passage, so everything's going to be okay. And we're going to learn that passage. I'm going to share it with you and why it means so much to me right after this. You're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Jesus Loves Me. This is how I know. On Simplify. King Josiah was such a breath of fresh air. He was different from all the rest of the kings. He was hungry for God, not hungry for power. He helped bring about one of the most memorable revivals in all of Judah.
Glory to God, happy days are here again.
But in a moment when Josiah wasn't thinking very clearly, he went to war with Egypt, a war he should not have been fighting. And while he was at war, Egypt's archers strung their bows, drew their arrows, and the one who restored revival and righteousness died. It was election day again, but fret not, fear not, fellow followers. Josiah had a 23-year-old son, Jehoiaz, and he was sharp just like his dad. He made election signs that read, Jehoiaz for king, for thee and me at 23, and they elected him king. But 3 short months later, he was captured and his kingdom taken. He didn't even have time to take all the signs out of the lawns, and he wasn't even the king anymore. And from there, it was one king after another, Eliakim, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, Zedekiah. There was nobody Judah could depend on or trust in. They were in a mess, and they didn't know their way out. And God saw them as sheep having no shepherd, so he sent them a gift. Picture it like this. Here comes a big brown box truck with a gift from God. Sorry, FedEx fans. I think I just lost all my Memphis listeners. And as the truck gets closer, you can read the side of it. Big yellow post-it note that reads, Hi, I'm God. I see what you're going through, and I love you so much. I sent you this. Well, what could God be sending? I know, it's food. Famine's been fierce, food's been scarce. We're all out of Chips Ahoy and Dr. Pepper. Surely he's sending food to help us through the famine. No, it's not food. It's better than that. Well, maybe it's tools. Babylon wasn't very nice when they marched through here. They leveled our houses, our shops, our schools. How are we going to live without our houses, our shops, our schools? Maybe God's sending us tools so we can rebuild. No, it's not tools. It's better than that. And all the guys perked up. Ha ha, weapons. God's sending us swords and spears and catapults and slingshots. We're going to arm up and march out and we're going to take back what the enemy stole from us. We might even sing a song about it. No, it's not weapons. It's better than that. What in the world could be better than food or tools or weapons? Well, God's not giving you a what. He's giving you a who. A who? Like one of those little guys who traipse about in striped pajamas and Dr. Seuss books? No. Different kind of who. You got to stay with me here, Judah. Judah, God loves you so much. He gave you a pastor. I know. You don't believe me, but read it again. The Lord God of their fathers, this is 2 Chronicles 36:15, sent to them by his messengers because he had compassion on his people. More than God giving them bumper crops or tools to rebuild or weapons to reclaim, God showed his people how much he loved his people by giving them a prophet, a preacher, for our day, giving them a pastor. Now, none of your pastors emailed or wrote or called me or texted me or faxed me to have me tell you what swell guys and gals they are. Over the last many years, I have felt the Lord tell me when I read this passage, point my people to their pastor. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I certainly enjoy you enjoying this podcast. But more than this podcast trying to give you inspiration or even some instruction from time to time, God loves you so much, he gave you a pastor. And the same pastor who was in your pulpit last Sunday will most likely be the same pastor who's going to be in your pulpit this Sunday. Long after your favorite evangelist who came and preached that favorite revival has loaded up the overhead bin and flown away, the voice of God in your life will still be the voice of God in your life after the revival because God has given you a pastor. When your favorite preacher can't be there, your pastor will be there. And other preachers may be more fiery, more funny, more creative. They might preach shorter, tell better stories, but there's no preacher in the world who loves you more and cares for you more and prays for you more than your pastor. You ought to thank God that he loves you enough to give you a pastor. And when people are asking you who your favorite preacher is, go ahead, tell them. Don't be ashamed. Tell them, my favorite preacher is my pastor. This Christmas season, while you're thinking about all the wonderful gifts God has given you and the parents have given you or family has given you, your wife, your husband have given you over the years, why don't you allow your mind to wander back? Wander by some bulletin boards or flannel graph if you remember those days. Let your mind wind through some basement Sunday school rooms and some cramped carpeted altars and see the ones who have taught you, have preached God's word to you, have prayed with you, have prayed for you, and just try to keep from smiling. You can't do it, can you? Well, that's okay, because neither could I. Because at Christmas and all through the years, God's greatest gifts are not things, but people. Judah learned it. God loved them so much, he gave them a preacher. This Christmas season, go ahead, step into the stable and kneel at the manger and take a look at him and realize Jesus really loves me. And go ahead, wander up to the middle cross and look at him on the cross and realize Jesus really loves me. But here's another way you can know how much he loves you. This Sunday, whether you're on campus or you're online, fix your eyes on the pulpit and the man or woman of God who stands in that pulpit Sunday after Sunday to feed your soul the word of God, and thank God that he loves you so much. At this time of the year and all through the year, he gave you your pastor. During a time like this, our pastors need our prayers more than ever. We really don't know what to do going into 2021 and how church and discipleship will look going into this new year. But God does, and he wants to reveal that to our pastors. So will you join me right now in praying, praising God, but also praying for your pastor, that the Lord would speak and give your pastor very clear direction for the church and your city. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for my pastor. You've blessed me over the years with several men of God in my life, and I thank you for each one of them, every message, every lesson. God, every time where they allowed me to come into the office and share what was on my heart or what was burdening or hurting me, I thank you, Lord, for the pastors in my life. I do pray for my pastor that you would bless and strengthen him, that you would give him direction as he leads his family, as he helps to lead the Ohio district, and as he helps to minister to those who are right here in Ohio. I ask you to bless my pastor. Help us, Lord, as pastors. We want to hear your voice. We want to know your will, especially into this new year, after this year. We need to know what you are saying and where you are leading. Every pastor who's listening to this, encourage them, strengthen them. And every precious saint of God who's listening to this, God, I pray, give them a burden and a love for their pastor. Knit the hearts of your people together with the hearts of your pastors. And I pray, God, bring us together and unify us. And give us a gratitude for the men and women of God in our lives. I pray this and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Simplify. If your pastor doesn't already listen to Simplify, please share this episode with them. Let them know you're praying for them, and then truly and genuinely pray for them and pray for God to lead them into this new year, and pray God would lead them to lead the church. If you're looking for another gift to give somebody, maybe even your pastor, Simplify would be a great gift. You can pick it up. It's a devotional. It's a 52-week devotional, and it was written to walk through the calendar year. So if you're wanting to give that to somebody, you can purchase that at PentecostalPublishing.com or Amazon. Those websites again, PentecostalPublishing.com or Amazon. You could also see the link in the show notes. I want to welcome a couple new nations to the Simplify Listening, actually a few new nations. I want to welcome the nation of Morocco and South Africa, Norway, Singapore, and Mauritius. Hey, welcome everybody. We're so glad that you're listening around the world, and we're happy to have you as a part of our Simplify Listening audience. Next week, it will be right at Christmas time. Next week, we are going to kneel near the manger, and we're going to behold Jesus, God in flesh. And I want to share with you a devotion called, "And His Name Shall Be Called." I'm looking forward to that. That's not what His name's going to be called, but I am looking forward to it. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.